Hello, good afternoon. You're listening to Verulam Sports, and I tell you what, this is a truly extra special Verulam Sports. We've been honoured and privileged to be speaking with some of the awesome stars from St Albans who've been representing St Albans, Great Britain, in the Special Olympics, and a few of them are joining us back in what is a nice and cosy studio today. So first and foremost, welcome back to Verulam Sports, Mr. Gold-winning Supremo, Thomas Muller. How are you doing, Thomas? Good afternoon.
I'm really happy today. When I went to the games,
That's fine. Yep, keep going.
Yeah, I went over there to compete.
Yes.
I was on the horse for half an hour.
Yeah?
Yeah, they put us on that. They had to do the weight and height limit.
Yes.
And then when I went in to do the competition, I went in. There was 12 of us in the competition. I got clear, and then there was a couple got clear, and there was only two of us got clear around the whole jumps.
So that's the reason why right now around your neck you've got so many gold medals.
I have, yeah, too.
Well, one thing I did want to talk about, obviously. I think 170 nations competing from across the world, a truly global event. A returning hero, tell us about not only your performances, gold medaling, but your overall experiences at Abu Dhabi, and I guess the atmosphere, for instance, at the opening ceremony, where I think a few, you know, reasonably well-known pop stars might have been doing their thing. What was your memories?
In that open ceremony, on the day, we all went in, like, as a group. There was, like, thousands of... and then we went all in, like... the team went in, we followed to each together.
Okay.
And then we found our seats, and all of us, like, found our seats and sat down. And then we watched the whole thing, and then at the end, we had to go, like... We had to go out in group by bit.
Okay.
Because if we went out all together, it would have been like
a bit of a mad dash.
Yeah.
You mentioned only 30 minutes to prepare. How challenging was that for you to, I guess, bond and get to know the horse? Because equestrianism is your sport.
Yeah, I had to get on.
Yeah.
The horse to like. Warm it up and do what I have to do with the horse, and then I warmed it up to do what I had to do, jumping and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we had to have 30 minutes to do all that, and then we had to get back off and wait for the others to ride. We took it a group at a time, two at a time. Then there was two of us. We did that, and then we watched the others.
So a bit of waiting around before I guess when you found out you won, Thomas, I mean, that must have been tremendous. And all those gold medals, they really suit you, by the way. Tell us about the emotions when you found out after that time waiting that you were the champ, that you had won.
We had to, when I finished the class, we had to wait for everyone to finish their competition. And then we had to wait for our results, but we weren't allowed to tell us until the end of the class.
Gotcha.
And then we go in like as a group, like a team, like go in like it's different sections of teams.
Mm-hmm.
I go in and then we follow behind. There's like people follow behind.
I'm with you. And just really quickly, because, as I say, nations from all over the world, over, I think, 128, 129 athletes from Great Britain, I think seven from the mighty city of St Albans. Talk to us about the team. Did you bond? Have you made friends from all over the country?
We made friends when we got over there. We talked
to
our friends, met up with people.
the atmosphere as a team must be, you know, like you've never encountered. I guess friends for life there with this common wonderful experience. Would you say people there that you would want to keep in touch with?
We might meet, when we go to next games.
Nice.
We might talk to people again.
Nice.
To the same or different people.
And you can never ever take this experience away, can you? I mean, it's seriously phenomenal. Do you know what, Thomas? One of the things that I was really curious about was when you were last in, your final training session was up in, shall we say, not so sunny Scotland, and obviously over in Abu Dhabi we talked about it, the weather just I'm thinking a little bit hotter. Just explain the heat, the temperature and the challenges that the weather gave you
over in Abu Dhabi. It was like 28, 29.
Yeah.
Over there, when we was like competing, it was like cooler when we was competing, and then we was there I was competing for 5 days.
Yes.
And then after that, we went out with our coaches and all that, and then we was meeting up, seeing what we was doing the next day, and talking.
Well, goodness me.
Yeah, as a group, and,
you know, memories, photographs, memories, I'm sure. Thomas, honestly, that's brilliant. We'll pick things up with you in just 1 second.
Okay.
I want to fire across in our lovely, cosy studio to Tara Bishop, who was instrumental in introducing us here at Verum Sports to the mighty force that has been St. Albans Special Olympic Team. I know, Tara, that you were actually out there as well, volunteering in Abu Dhabi. So welcome back. I also know you are massively passionate about the Special Olympics. So just tell me about your highlights from volunteering out there, and I guess some of those choice memories that you will take home.
Oh, there's lots. I really enjoyed the opening ceremony and saw Tom and the rest of the GBT come out in all their gear. All the fireworks at the end, which I'm sure Thomas remembers, which were amazing.
Yeah.
I was volunteering at badminton check-in desk, so I got to meet badminton athletes. While I wasn't working, I tried to see as much sport as possible. I saw 2 GB athletes win gold medals, which was amazing, in cycling. And then I also got to see Thomas and Lucy win medals in dressage, so that was also amazing. And then while I was there, when I wasn't working or involved in Special Olympics, the Emirates Palace, amazing hotel, beautiful, and also the Grand Mosque is a must-see if you ever go to Abu Dhabi.
It's one of those that, you know, I've never actually been to that neck of the woods, but you see these things in sort of holiday brochures. But I would imagine that when you're actually there in real life, it trumps it by, like, the nth degree, I would presume.
Yeah, photos don't do it justice. You have to see it with the naked eye, really.
And again, Tara, I know just how massively you value the ethos, the spirit of these wonderful Special Olympics. So talk to me a little bit about the opportunity you had to meet with the family of Eunice Shriver, who was fundamental in actually founding the Games. And in many ways, these will be one of her residing legacies.
Yeah, so I went to watch firework competition. And near the firework competition, they had beach volleyball event going on. And they also had a unified beach volleyball event whereby Special Olympic athletes play with non-Special Olympic athletes. And it's friendly competition. And I just noticed that Timothy Shriver, which is Eunice's son, now the chairman of the Games, was just chilling with the athletes and people. And his daughter and niece and brother, they were all involved in the volleyball. And I thought, that was amazing.
And do you know what? It almost seems to me to embody what it's all about. Total inclusivity, no airs and graces, getting in. And I guess, I mean, that must have been, you know, for you, a real highlight. But again, ultimately, it just reminds us all of the humanity mm-hmm. that these games are all about.
Yeah, definitely. Because often when you have VIPs, they're sipping their champagne.
Yeah, yeah. Or you feel sometimes it's a bit of a PR stunt, don't you? Yeah. Don't want to be horribly cynical about it, but it looks to me there, not a bit of it.
Yeah, no, they just really emphasised the vision and the ethos behind the whole games, which was incredible.
Excellent. And I know you wanted to talk a little bit about some of the, obviously the fireworks, which are incredible, but tell us a little bit about the food options and food, you know, delicacies that you enjoyed.
Oh, yeah. Well, as a volunteer and an athlete and family members of the athletes, we got fed and watered, basically, and it was unlimited food for the most part, but it was buffet food. It was all really good. Free bottles of water whenever you needed, cake, tea, coffees. Yeah, can't fault the food.
And my final question to you, again, in the spirit of kind of inclusivity, it was interesting to learn that athletes had access to sort of kind of eye care, I think some degree of kind of equipment as well, trainers and what have you. Just fill me in the details there.
Yeah, so as part of the Special Olympics, they have what's called Healthy Athletes, where all athletes get access to eye care, hearing care, mental health. I think some got free trainers as well. Some got mm-hmm. Fitbits. There was a video of, I can't remember what country he was from, but he was fitted a hearing aid right there and then on the spot, which was incredible to see. And there's lots of... That's not the only example.
Real life-changing elements, yeah. Life-enhancing that these games are all about. I want to introduce for the first time now to Verum Sports a lady that I know has been working really diligently behind the scenes to help all of this happen, to help the likes of Thomas, Lucy and so many others achieve their dreams and smash their goals. This is Sue Thurgood. Welcome to Verum Sports, how are you doing?
Hello, okay, thank you.
Perfect. We've had Chris on the show a few times, but I know you guys work in tandem, really helping the St Albans Special Olympics team. Just how proud of you are you of the whole, just focus on the St Albans team, why not?
Well, I've done the job for 8 years, and I can honestly say it's just a huge pleasure to work with the guys. And I never fail to be humbled at their achievements. They're a wonderful crowd.
And I think there were 7 St Albans athletes, as well as Thomas and Lucy. Thomas still looking prime in his festooned in gold. Lucy, yes. Likewise. But I guess the other guys from St Albans, they certainly didn't let the city down, did they? There's been medals aplenty.
Yes, absolutely not. We had gold medalists in basketball, swimming and football also, and judo. So really, a great achievement from our guys.
One thing I do want to address is just how fundamentally important the family support is behind the scenes. I know an awful lot of funding support. I know Thomas and Lucy did a lot of just giving and innovative ways to raise money. But just reminders of all the effort that went into making all these dreams become a reality in March out in Abu Dhabi.
Yes, well, the ball was very much put into their court for fundraising. They had to work hard to make the money to go. It wasn't a cheap mm-hmm. exercise. And, they all did very well, various fundraising things. I know Tom here, they had a quiz night, for instance.
Yes.
Amongst other things. So, they all worked very hard at that side of it.
And ultimately, all that hard work has transpired into memories for a lifetime and gold medals around the neck. Thomas, truly, it's been an honour to get to know you and really appreciate your diligence, your success, and now all the wonderful results. You've really genuinely inspired me. I'm sure you've inspired an awful lot of people listening out there. Just want to get in closing your final thoughts, because sometimes people might put up barriers. And I guess I'd just like you to explain how through sport, equestrianism, you can overcome hurdles and look, maybe become the next Special Olympic superstar like yourself. He's far too humble, isn't he? Goodness me. But basically, yeah, just in closing, maybe, as I say, people fear that they can't do a sport for whatever reason. What would you say to them, and what would your advice be?
Can I take this off?
You can. Feel free to make yourself comfortable, Thomas. So, yeah, I guess maybe just offering that question to one of those very real parents and family members behind the scene, Nana Muller. Again, Oh, I do beg your pardon. Nana Smith, if I could just ask you to step to the mic and, I guess, just summarise, I guess, maybe for those who fear that they can't get involved in sport or put up barriers, just reflect Thomas's journey as a, maybe a way to really cement what is indeed possible.
Well, just Thomas started riding when he was about six.
Yeah.
He took to it straight away.
Yeah.
His mum obviously helped him a lot. And he's just worked, hard all the time. He loves the horses.
Yes.
Horses are his life.
Yes.
And he's got as far as this, and we're so proud of him.
And as you richly should be. Honestly, guys, as I say, truly, truly inspired. Really think the achievements are phenomenal. Really think the games are what life is all about. In closing, anybody got any final thoughts or residing memories or just anything you'd like to say before we close this one up?
I'd just like to say what amazing hospitality we all had out there. They couldn't have done, they did us so proud. Everybody, it was amazing. It really was, and I'm so glad I had the chance to go.
Do you know what? That's literally a perfect end to a lovely, lovely conversation. Again, a massive, massive thank you for taking some time out to pop in to see us. It's been a real privilege to get to know you guys, and I just wish you every continued success and happiness. Thank you once again.
Thank you. Thank you.